Clusterings beyond the cranberries. We move on now from morphology to syntax. This term comes from Greek syn, together, and tussin, to arrange. In phonology, phonemes are arranged together, cat, and the arrangements create the simple units of meaning called morphemes, cat. In syntax, morphemes are arranged together, tab, cat, by, and the arrangements create the complex units of meaning called phrases and sentences. Tab by cat, tabby cat. Phonology, morphology, and syntax are different levels of analysis. Linguists separate elements of language at these levels for purpose of analysis, but in practice, no such separation occurs. You can't drive your car if the carburetor is sitting on the workbench in your garage. Linguistics manuals often give a diagram for an overview of the subject with morphology stacked on top of phonology, syntax stacked on top of morphology, and semantics, meaning, at the very top of the pile, as if you don't get to meaning till you have worked your way up through the other levels. Not so. Sure, we can just make a list of the phonemes of a language, but even in doing that, we are indicating the sounds that work together to create meaning. When language functions, phonology is inseparable from semantics, morphology is inseparable from phonology, syntax is inseparable from morphology, etc. Semantics is the messiest level of linguistics because the human mind is good at making and multiplying meanings and because the resources of language for doing this are very complex. So before we tackle semantics, let's get syntax, where things are a little tidier, at least at the entry level, out of the way.